こんにちは。Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 159. Today in this episode, we will learn about stem verb plus dashimasu part 2. Now let's go. In my previous episode, we learned about stem verb plus dashimasu, which means the beginning of some phenomenon or action.This expression is especially common when the thing started suddenly or vigorously. Today we learn about two different usages of stem verb plus dashimasu. The first one. This expresses the act of moving from inside or a hidden place to the outside. For example, a boy suddenly darted out.Suddenly, 急に、急に。A boy is 男の子、男の子。To dart out is 飛び出します、飛び出します。飛びます is to fly, but 飛び出します is to dart out. 急に男の子が飛び出しました。急に男の子が飛び出しました。So this stem word plus dashimasu is used to express the act of moving from inside or a hidden place to the outside. I withdrew money from the ATM. ATM is ATM, ATM. Money is お金、お金。To withdraw is 引き出します。引き出します。引きます is to pull, but 引き出します is to withdraw. ATM からお金を引き出しました。ATM からお金を引き出しました。The man took out a gun from his bag. Man is 男、男。Bag is カバン、カバン。Gun is 銃、銃。To take out is 取り出します、取り出します。取ります is to take, but 取り出します is to take out. 男はカバンから銃を取り出しました。男はカバンから銃を取り出しました。Tears welled up in his eyes.Eye is 目、目。Tears is 涙、涙。Well up is 溢れ出します、溢れ出します。溢れます is to overflow. 溢れ出します is well up. 彼の目から涙が溢れ出しました。彼の目から涙が溢れ出しました。I will find what I have lost. What I have lost. This is a relative clause. To lose something is なくします。So past tense is なくしました。Plain style, なくした。Thing or something is もの。So なくしたもの、なくしたもの。This is what I have lost.To find something is 探し出します。探し出します。なくしたものを探し出します。なくしたものを探し出します。Notices are posted in the school corridor. Corridor is 廊下、廊下。Notices is お知らせ、お知らせ。To post something is貼り出します、貼り出します。貼ります is to attach something. 貼り出します is to post something. In this case, we want to express that someone did the action of posting the notices. Therefore, as a result, the notices are posted. When you want to express about the result of an action, we will use 手 form plus あります。貼り出してあります。貼り出してあります。学校の廊下にお知らせが貼り出してあります。 学校の廊下にお知らせが貼り出してあります。The second usage of stem word plus dashimasu. This expresses the act of creating or bringing into existence something that did not exist before. For example, every year, Apple creates attractive products. Apple, this is a company name. It is Apple. Apple. Every year, 毎年毎年 Attractive is 魅力的 This is not adjective. Product is 製品 So, attractive product will be 魅力的な製品 Because this is not adjective. To create is 生み出します。アップルは毎年魅力的な製品を生み出しています。アップルは毎年魅力的な製品を生み出しています。So, stem word plus dashimasu is used when you want to express the act of creating or bringing into existence something that did not exist before. Looking at my planner, I remembered that I had a dentist appointment today. Planner is 手帳 So, looking at my planner is 手帳を見て Dentist is 歯医者 Appointment is 予約 So, I had a dentist appointment is 歯医者の予約がありました To remember is 思い出します So, 思い出します is rememberor to recall.
手帳を見て、今日歯医者の予約があったことを思い出しました。
This company produces innovative products every year. This company is この会社。Every year, 毎年。Innovative, 画期的。Product is 製品 or 商品 Let's use 商品 in this case.
画期的な商品。
To produce is
作り出します。この会社は毎年画期的な商品を作り出しています。
Today we learn about two other usages for stem word plus dashimasu. The first one is, this expresses the act of moving from inside or hidden place to the outside. The second usage, this expresses the act of creating or bringing into existence something that did not exist before. So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you.If you're interested in Japanese grammars, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。